This show is brought to you by thegamecubeiscool.com. To find download links to our episodes, follow us on social media, or shop in our store, it's all there. Created by Mike Lane Studios.
The GameCube was cool. Hosted by Mike Lane and Neil Gilbert.
I'm just going to go right out and say it, Mike. I made it through Christmas of 2020. I completely avoided candy canes.
Yeah, so candy canes. I mean, I guess this is a good time to talk about candy canes, Neil. It feels like a good topic of discussion. Why do they all suck? Like, almost all, there are a few flavors that are good, but like, the, you know, the caramel ones, those can be pretty good. But generally, candy canes suck.
The standard candy cane, the generic candy cane, the basic you-know-what of the candy cane universe. It's just a horrible candy.
I don't know where did that originally, like, it couldn't have always been this bad.
No, I mean, I think it was just a novelty because it was an interesting shape. But, okay, so even as a kid, I think I ate candy canes when I was a kid because it's candy. But the older I got, I love candy cane flavored things. Like, I love candy canes in cookies or on macaroons or whatever you may
candy
have.
Candy cane hot chocolate.
Of course. But if someone's just going to hand me a candy cane and says, suck on this, I'm not.
I'm either too old.
Put that on a t-shirt. I'm either too old for it or something. But okay, so like, just you eat a candy cane and you're sucking on it for a while. And the obviously you're starting on the long end. Eventually that gets real sharp. And you're just stabbing yourself with the tongue trying to finish it. And then you got to get to the curve. And you have
and there's
to decide
nothing worse than actually biting down on a candy can.
No, like, you get to that curve where it's, of course, the U shape, and you either have to commit completely to it and eat it, which is a pain in the ass, or you just chuck it, which that doesn't happen either. So you end up just carving your mouth out and probably swallowing the U bend of the candy cane. Just not an ideal candy for the Christmas time.
I have a very like vivid like feel in my mouth right now of the biting of a candy cane, just because you were talking about that. Like, it's like nails on chalkboard level, you know?
You bite it and none of it swallows. Like, you can't, it just sticks to your teeth.
Yeah, you're like, oh God.
I bit it, but nothing happened. I just reformed it into something else. Yeah. I used to get them as a kid, though, in my stocking, and I enjoyed them then. But now I'd rather just no one offered me a candy cane. Thank you very much. But you're right. They do have interesting flavors now. I was in Walmart the other day. There's Oreo candy canes. I'm scared to know what that means.
I'd rather just have the Oreo, to be honest.
Yeah, right?
Like, if someone gave me an Oreo-flavored candy cane, I'd be like, so
where are the Oreos? Oreo? It's very true. Mike, before we get into today's episode, though, I just wanted to say we do have a little bit of Switch news, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. We've had a very good year for Nintendo. The Switch is still the highest-selling console. The Switch is the highest-selling console in Canada for the month of November, making it the number one system for the 25th consecutive month in the Great North. So,
wow.
Doing very well this year. The Nintendo Switch has sold 790,000 units in Canada so far this year. Last year, the Switch did very low numbers. It was only about 162,000 units in Canada.
You can thank quarantine and COVID for that.
Yeah, it pretty much doubled six times over or five times over in the year, which is crazy. You can thank Animal Crossing for that. And yeah, COVID is definitely a factor, I'm sure.
So that's interesting. 25 months ago is November 2018. So that's when it kind of held on to the market share, which is interesting. November 20. What came out in 2018? November 2018. Was that Odyssey?
No, Odyssey was the first year of 2017. Was it Pokemon? No, that was 2019. 2018 was, oh no.
Clearly we had know a lot about the Switch.
If only we had the internet to check. Was it Mario Party? Was that a low year? I think it was Mario Party.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Mario Party was what pushed all the sales, though.
Not at all.
Yeah.
It wasn't
maybe just the Christmas season, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's it. It'll be interesting to see how the Switch does now that the Xbox Series X and PS5 are out.
One of those is a console.
One of those is a console that plays video games.
We're just going to leave it at that, and people can come to their own assumptions.
Yeah, you decide at home which of those is the real console. But until then, Mike, let's talk about a real console. This is episode 30.5, Side Mission Part 4 of the GameCube is Cool podcast. We have new episode every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other podcast services. If you haven't already, take a moment to subscribe to us on whatever service you use so you don't miss an episode. Leave us ratings and reviews to help new listeners find us. We are the number one GameCube podcast on the internet. We're here to look back on all 555 North American GameCube games, one by one, sometimes 12 by 12.
Shout out to Kirsten for officially awarding us the GameCube was cool award, which is what I'm calling it. And it says on the plaque, as I'm reading it right now, it says the best GameCube podcast. So it's official.
Yep, we officially are the number one GameCube podcast. Now we have an award to prove it. Check it out on Instagram. You can see the photo of it there if you like. We are at the GameCube Pod, or you can visit thegamecubeiscool.com, where you will find our episodes available to download, articles written by us, and you can explore our lovely store. Christmas is over, but you need another canvas bag, right? The website was developed by our very own Mike Lane.
That's me.
That's you. Last week, we talked about Christmas gaming memories from the 90s all the way up until the present day. Go back and check it out if you haven't already. This week, we're still avoiding GameCube talk. We're going to talk about New Year's goals and just, you know, video games and whatnot that we're looking forward to in 2021, since 2020 has been an absolute mess. We're looking forward to hopefully things going back to a little bit more normal. So, Mike, every year I like to come up with three goals for the year. Not necessarily resolutions. I'm not a huge fan of those. Like, I'm going to be a better person.
I'm not, though. Yeah, see, I already know I'm not.
And you know you're not going to change now.
Yeah.
We're 27 years old. You're almost 28, so we're definitely not changing now. We're old men in internet terms. We're definitely old men now. But no, I just wanted to go back and forth between the two of us and come up with three goals each, so six goals total that we'd like to try and accomplish in the year. Mm-hmm. And perhaps maybe we can revisit this late in 2021. I'm assuming we'll still be podcasting by then, and see where we stand. I made a couple goals for myself in 2020. I wanted to play live music, which we did. I wanted to find a girlfriend, which I did. And I had another goal of moving out, which didn't happen because of COVID. So I
just slide the podcast into there instead.
I wanted to start the greatest GameCube podcast on the internet. So I definitely did that. Very true. I did substitute the goal, but did a bunch of other stuff anyway. So that's all right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, why don't we get started? So I kind of thought maybe we could come up with three goals each. And one could be about the podcast. One can be maybe a joke one, and one can be more personal to each of us. And see where it goes from there. And then we'll talk about a few video games that we're looking forward to. Does that sound good?
That sounds good, Neil.
Sweet. All right. Did you want me to start off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Mine's very generic. I also have like part A, B, and C of each goal.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not that bad. Don't worry. So my number one goal is to continue another year of the podcast without missing a single week.
Nice.
A lot of people may know that at this point we're about, let's see, we started in May, so we've done about 7 months of this and we haven't missed a single week, which is a huge accomplishment for a podcast that makes no money.
I think, and so even during like the Christmas season, during the holiday season, I know a lot of podcasts kind of stop their regular schedules and and, you know, kind of take a break and put something out later on. But no, we are keep on rolling. Obviously, these aren't mainline episodes, but they're still episodes. We're still developing content. It's all about content creation, Neil.
All about content creation. And it's not just like we're spitting out nothing just to have something to put out on Spotify. I think that these Side Mission episodes are really fun to listen to. I've edited them myself, and I've been laughing at them. So even though we're not talking about, you know, Melee or something, it's still good to just hear us talk off. Almost kind of like we're just hanging out. These are the types of things that we talk about when it's just you and I hanging out on the couch.
Hanging out down the street.
Same old thing. Yeah. That 70s show, right? That 70s show?
That 90s show.
That 90s show, dude. They need to make it that 90s show. It would do so well.
They made that 80s show. That was a spinoff, eh? Of that 70s show.
Was it on Netflix or something, or TV?
No. It like came out right after, I guess, on whatever network. That 70s show was on, and it immediately bombed, and it got canceled before the season was even over. So
that answers my ultimate question of why isn't there a 90s show. That's probably it.
Which is, I'd say that's probably one of the worst spinoffs ever in terms of, I think people often cite Joey as like the worst, which is Joey from Friends got a spinoff for like five episodes.
I was like, what the hell does that mean? We're Seinfeld fans here, so that doesn't count.
I know. I just know that usually people use that as like a marker for like worst spinoffs. I've never seen Joey, but I just know it's very mythical almost in its in its lore.
I've only seen a couple handfuls of episodes of Friends, so I'm definitely not up for a spinoff of that show at all. Spinoff of Seinfeld, basically Curb Your Enthusiasm. That's a fantastic spinoff.
Yeah, that's basically that.
I heard that they're making spinoffs of SpongeBob, which I'm not down for.
The Patrick Star story?
Basically. Yeah, they're going to give like Patrick, Squidward, and one other character a spinoff. It can't be great. But anyway, going back to my goal, I'd like to go 52 weeks without missing an episode. As well, grow the Instagram page to about 1,000 followers. Right now, we're around 600 now, I think. Mm-hmm. So try to get 400 more in the year, which I think is very doable. And I'd like to see us crack 2,000 downloads a month.
That would be nice. I think we can get there, Neil.
I think all three of those things is very doable. So grow the podcast without missing a week. Let's get over 2,000 downloads a month and hit 1,000 IG Instagram followers.
Cool.
Is my first goal of 2021. So let's see in December next year if I can reach that goal. Mike, what's your first goal of 2021?
My first goal, specifically here for the podcast, is to kind of make our site the go-to for all GameCube-related news, articles, games, you know, a real GameCube hub. And I think it would be really cool to grow the website and to grow it into something that people, you know, the first thing they think of is like, oh, the GameCube was cool. That's where I can find all my GameCube information. Yeah. Right now, there's not a good one-stop shop for just finding a list of games, which is something that I think, as Neil and I found when we were creating this podcast, is really, you know, an oversight almost, right? You would think that there would be a master list of some of these games, but it kind of changes back and forth. Some publishers are different, some developers are different, some games just don't exist on different lists. Mm-hmm. And so it would be great to have our database as being the database, you know, the one that people go to. Mm-hmm. And with this site, hopefully we can get a Wikipedia article alongside to make us even more legit. So just wanting to kind of put everything together and really push this GameCube hub going forward.
I would love that. It is interesting that just when we started doing research for this podcast, finding lists and then comparing the two lists or three or four lists, including a book, the GameCube Anthology, and then noticing that each list or website has missing information.
Yeah,
like publishers are wrong, or a game is missing, developers are incorrect, or it's missing a platform that the game is also on. So hopefully we can fill in that gap. And I think that's a really good goal, and we can definitely get that done. We've already started our list, the completed North American list, and we've already got down the publishers, right? We're just moving on to developers now?
That's right, yeah. We're going to have developers on there, and I think it's going to be an easy kind of one-stop shop for everything as well to kind of get people in the know of the GameCube, and you know, once they're looking on when you're looking on different games and episodes, and you know, it's all gonna be linked together, so you can see what games we cover in what episode. And it kind of already is right now. You'll also be able to read some news and read some articles that myself and mostly Neil will be writing about, not just the GameCube but just gaming in general and other topics that we'd like to cover. So I think we can really push that to be pretty legit in 2021.
Yeah, I've enjoyed that article section of the website so far. It's a nice little exercise. I don't have a ton of free time these days just with my job and all my other hobbies and this podcast, of course. It is fun to just sit down. And what I do is I sit down on a morning, since I work evenings, I just sit down one morning and I give myself an hour to write something. And whatever comes out, I try and edit it the best I can and put it up on the website. So it ends up being not a blog, but it's usually, I like to do lists. I like to just have little tips on ways to get through the holidays with your GameCube or any console shopping tips. And I think it'll be an interesting outlet for me to sort of work on my writing and put my thoughts into words and eventually speak those words on a podcast. If you haven't already, definitely check out the website. I know we pimp it a little bit at the beginning and end of every episode, but Mike put a ton of work into that website, and I'm just in awe of how smooth it is and how it looks, and it just looks so clean and everything flows so well. So definitely check it out, and hopefully we can make it a good information hub. I think we're already pretty good on the Spotify and Apple podcasts. When you search GameCube, we're the first thing that comes up. We'd like to be the Google first thing that comes up too.
Exactly.
Sweet. Moving on to Neil's second goal. I said earlier in the year I got into skateboarding, and I did. And one of the Instagram users out there, I don't know if I can say this, I might have to bleep it, but at sour cream.
Obviously, do you have to bleep it?
I don't know. I probably, if it's an at, do I? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, I will. I said that, I told I believe.
Also, I do agree with that tag.
I don't really use sour cream on anything except for like baking. Sometimes it's good in cakes. But anyway, I told that username that I would learn to do a kickflip in 2021. Now, for those of you that don't know, a kickflip is when you kick your board up into the air and spin it completely. You basically flip the board over itself 360 degrees and then land it. It's kind of the benchmark of being a decent skateboarder is if you can do a kickflip. That might have been a bit ambitious because I said I will do this in 2021. To put it into context, I can barely ollie, which is just jumping. So anyway, I made it another three-part goal where, first of all, I'd like to be able to ollie up onto a curb. That would be pretty cool. Pretty basic, but difficult. And then I'd like to be able to do a shove it, which is just turning the board around, like basically turning the board 180 degrees on the ground. That's my B2B goal. And then 2C goal is the kickflip. So let me get my first two goals down first, and then I'll work on the kickflip in 2021. I think that'd be pretty fun. Fun thing to do. I usually like to have a fitness goal every year, but with the gyms closed and everything, I couldn't really think of anything else. So I thought skateboarding would be pretty cool. Like in the past years, I've had weightlifting goals. This year, I turned it into a bit of a running goal. I ran a half marathon this year, which was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. I'd rather not run a full marathon. Thank you very much. So skateboarding feels like a little bit more fun to do. So
agreed.
That is my second goal, is to become better at skateboarding.
Well, Neil, I can already do a kickflip in Tony Hawk, so I don't know, just saying.
Me too. Just press, what is it, square?
Yeah, it's so easy.
Just hit square. All right, Mike, what's your second goal?
I think for me is, it's actually funny that you said fitness, because for me it's to get back on a somewhat regular workout schedule. Just a workout schedule in general. Doesn't have to be anything crazy, but... it's funny, at one point, Neil, I was, you know, very into fitness, and I did work out a lot, especially when I was in university. Friend of the show, Brian Tong, and I worked out probably almost every day for at least 6 months at one point. And yeah, I've always been an exercise advocate. I like sports, I like moving, I like doing stuff, and obviously the pandemic has curbed that a bit. And also having my own business, doing my own stuff, I kind of have to be on all the time in terms of just work. So that has also curbed that a bit too. But hopefully 2021 to have somewhat of a schedule going in terms of running, in terms of doing some weightlifting, just small weightlifting, you know, from the weights that I have here, and just, yeah, just small steps, but to get some a regular workout schedule is my goal.
Yeah, consistency is key with working out, just like podcasting. If you do it, you know, 4 to 6 days a week, I think is recommended. Just an hour a day of some light to heavy cardio and weights, I think you'll be on your way in no time. And like you said, you were into fitness, so I think getting back into it is a lot easier if you were into it at one point. It's just building that routine.
It's always strange to me. I know this sounds probably pretentious, but it's always strange to me of people who aren't, like, don't have an interest in fitness. It's just something that's so natural, right? Because it's like, if I move, I feel good.
It's true. But I always associated fitness. I was talking to my girlfriend about this the other day. I always associated fitness as almost like drugs, where it's like, not like that, but it's like, it is a similar result in your brain where you have like a high from running or from lifting weights. And certain people, like myself, don't react well to drugs. Like if you take, like if when I drink alcohol, I don't feel good. It hurts my body. I don't feel great for days. It hurts my head. I get headaches. I get stomach cramps. So I don't drink it. I think that's the same with exercise, with people. Like when they exercise, those endorphins don't affect them the same way it does you and I. Where when I go for a run 10 minutes in, I feel great. And then I can go for an hour, hour and a half, no problem. But for a lot of people, 5 minutes is hell. Because it's just the reaction that their body has to it is just not the same. So but I know what you're saying. It's so hard to comprehend that. Like it feels so good. You feel better. You sleep better. Your food digests easier when you exercise. I hope that you can get back into it this year and we can maybe do some runs this year or something.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a bit of nature versus nurture as well, right? You know, I grew up in a very active family and just always doing stuff, you know, constantly. It wasn't necessarily like fitness, like doing specific workouts or anything, but it was just constantly doing stuff, you know, constantly going for walks, going hiking, going on trails. Going hiking was a big part of my childhood, and a lot of, you know, a lot of vacations were just hiking a lot, yeah. a lot of places and yeah. walking around. And I know that's something that's pretty foreign to a lot of people, but it's just how I grew up. So for me, I always want more of that, as well as sports too. You know, I grew up playing tons of different sports. And so obviously COVID, has taken a toll on not being able to play that much, but that's usually, that's how I prefer to get my exercise anyways, is by doing something, you know, together with people. Like working out, I don't like working out by myself. I like working out with a buddy.
Right.
So yeah, we'll see what happens.
It doesn't have to be deadlift all the time. I definitely agree that you can do sports to get active, and I'm sure this year you'll be able to play a lot more sports than last year.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on to my last goal here. I'm just going to carry over a goal from 2020 and put it right here. I just said move out.
I like it. It sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be 28 this year. I think that that's a decent goal. I know that it's not something you want to rush, and it's very important, but I feel ready mentally, and I'm fairly independent, and it's just with COVID this year, it made it very difficult to move and to look around for places, so I'm thinking this year will be a little bit more possible. I also have somebody I can move with, which is good. So yeah, I'm just going to move that into 2021 to move out. No A, B, or C goal here, just 1 point.
You know what's nuts, Neil? I just realized this. Come September, or come August, I guess, it's been 10 years since I moved out.
Wow. That's insane to me. Yeah, you moved out right out of high school. You moved straight to university, and you came home for like 2 months in between.
Yes.
London and Toronto.
Yeah. But I wouldn't call that being, it wasn't the same as living at home again, because you knew you were always going to be gone at some point.
You pretty much had a new place almost instantly when you moved back. It was just waiting for the deal to close.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So,
but that's wild.
I thought you were going to do a joke one. So,
oh no, I didn't really have any jokey ones. I mean, the kickflip one was kind of the funny one.
I couldn't think.
It is real. It's probably not going to happen, but I couldn't think of anything super out there. Why? What did you have as a wacky goal?
Well, when you asked about goals, all I could think of was the episode of The Office where Pam is getting everyone to do their New Year's resolutions and put them on the board. Yeah. So Dwight is like, meet a loose woman. It's like, oh, it's like, that's not a goal. It's just something I want to do. Easy. Okay. Which is, that's how I feel about, I that scene is so good, because that's exactly how I feel about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
It's just like when people say them, it's just like, oh, that's not a goal. That's just something I want to do. Like, that's like, there's differences.
That's what a goal is, though. I mean, kind of.
But like you know what I mean, right? Like you said earlier, resolution is like, I want to be a better person, you know, and like help you. Like, it's like, no, that's not anything.
No, like I thought about this and I was like, I want to create more things than I consume. But that just like, you know, like I want to put out more articles and podcasts as opposed to how many articles I read. Like, but that's just too generic and just too, that's not going to happen. I'm going to play more games than games I make. And I'm going to listen to more YouTube videos than we make. So it's just not going to happen. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Yes,
my joke one was it is to do a cartwheel.
Can you not?
I don't know. I don't think so. As Creed says in The Office.
Yeah. I'd like to be able to do a cartwheel. Creed's just the real, best character in the
real office. Casual, like, you know, no one really looks. And also, side note, where do you practice to do a cartwheel? I was thinking this last night.
Outside? Anywhere outside?
Yeah, I guess outside. Yeah, I guess in the grass. Okay, I was just thinking like indoors. I was just thinking the winter, right? Oh. And I was like, who has a house that has like a long hallway that would be like perfect for a cartwheel? Because you need
a
lot of
room.
There's
no picture frames on the wall, no lamp in the way.
Yeah, like you need a large amount of girth, you know?
Because we're fairly tall. Like between the two of us, we're like, you know, you're around, what, 5'11", 5'10"? How tall are you?
5'11 and a half, Neil.
5'11 and a half, sorry. And I'm like, I'm 6'2". So like we would need, between the two of us, 6 feet around on either side to do a cartwheel.
Plus, at least.
You're moving. Yeah, probably 12 feet on either side. Yeah. Because you're going to fall either way.
That's what I'm saying. Like I was just thinking, I was like, where indoors can you do that? Like in a basketball court. That's like...
Hockey rink.
In a gymnasium with all those mats.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I was going
to
say...
That would be sweet.
Well, that's why most kids learn how to do cartwheels in elementary school, because they have so much space to learn it.
I'm sure I could do a cartwheel when I was in elementary school. Anyone can do a cartwheel with like a small body.
Yes. You have such a low center of gravity.
Yeah, it's a lot harder when you're 5'11" and a half.
Yeah, when we're lanky and lazy. Yeah, it's definitely a lot more difficult. I look forward to seeing you do... I'll do a kickflip over your cartwheel.
I like that. That sounds
we'll
good.
We'll put a video out. Sounds good. All right, lock it in.
Just immediate death. This sounds, there's 100% going to be bodily harm in that.
We might have to record a few episodes ahead of time just in case.
In case we're incapacitated for a while.
We're in comas. All right, Mike, that sounds pretty good for our goals for the year. Now, did you just want to go quickly over maybe a couple of video games that that you and I are both looking forward to this year?
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right. So since we don't know much about these games yet, we can't talk too heavily about them. I just want to maybe name three games that we're looking forward to. And then maybe when they come out, we can do a quick review on the podcast and
sure.
Just give our summary of them. So I'll start off here. My first game is an indie game called Habroxia 2.
Okay.
It's a sequel to Habroxia, which is a shoot 'em up space game, like a space shooter where you're in a spaceship shooting like a bullet hell game. A lot of dodging bullets, dodging enemies, collecting okay. power-ups. 8-bit style. It was an indie game that released maybe 2 or 3 years ago on Vita, PlayStation 4. I think it's on Switch and Steam now.
Sounds
and
a
Xbox.
Bit like Chaos Field.
Exactly, Chaos Field or like Ikaruga sort of sort of game. And it was co-developed by the same podcaster who I mentioned in the last episode, Colin Moriarty, made that brick-breaking game.
Yes.
yeah, exactly. So he's co-developing and writing another game, which is Habroxia 2. Which now, obviously, I'm very much looking forward to that game so I can play some more 8-bit indie goodness. I'm looking forward to it. It comes out on February 3rd, so not too long to wait at all.
Very nice.
Mm. How about
for
you, Mike?
Me, for 2021, I would have to say probably No More Heroes 3 would be my first one. Been waiting for that for a long time. I love the No More Heroes franchise.
Cool.
It's so much fun. It's so ridiculous. I love that it just makes fun of itself and makes fun of its genre constantly. Yeah. and it's the mini games in it are so crazy. And just the trailer that they first put out for No More Heroes 3 was so nuts. Mm-hmm. And that completely blew me away. I don't know if you saw that one, Neil.
I don't think I did. No More Heroes never really appealed to me. So I think when they announced No More Heroes, like when the Switch was announced, didn't they?
That was Travis Strikes Back, which is like a spinoff.
Okay, got it. Okay, yeah. I don't think I have seen the No More Heroes 3 trailer yet then.
It's basically like, it doesn't look like it's going to be No More Heroes. It looks like an E.T. sort of thing. It's like spoofing E.T.
Oh, cool. That can only go well.
And then the, like, and you're like, oh, wait, I wonder, like, this looks like a cool game. This is pretty interesting. Like, not even No More Heroes animation style. It's, like, completely different. And then all of a sudden, this, like, creature comes back. And it's like I'm going to kill everyone on Earth now. Like, after he grows up, basically. And then he's like, what? And then Travis, like, comes down from the sky. And it's just like, I guess I'm fighting aliens now. Or he says something like that.
Just wacky video game goofiness. Not set in a post-apocalyptic America. That's nice. That's a nice change.
It's the writing of it is so well done. I think that's what makes it interesting, is that it's satirizing itself. So
it's fourth wall breaking, right? Isn't it kind of like, from an outsider looking in, it always looked like Deadpool to me.
Yes, it is very much like Deadpool in almost every way.
Yeah, he's got the katana blades, right, in that?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, very Deadpool-y. Yeah. Cool. When does that come out? Do you know?
We don't know yet. It's supposed to be early 2021, so we will see what happens. But it's confirmed for 2021. So.
Okay, good. Well, looking forward to that. But then the next game on my list is another sequel. It's called Little Nightmares 2. Developed by Bandai Namco. Sorry, Bandai Namco published the game. I forget who's developing it, but this is a sequel to 2017's Little Nightmares 1, which came out. I remember I got it the same day I got Mario Kart 8 Deluxe on Switch. They came out on the same day, and I got both in the same box from Amazon, I suppose.
And you got like the nice bundle for it too, right? Like it's not just the game.
It came with the game. It came with the soundtrack, a poster, stickers, I believe, and a little figure of the little guy with the lighter and the yellow
rain jacket.
For really
cheap too. It wasn't like an expensive, like usually for games like that, it's like a couple $100. For
this was $50. It was $50.
Yeah, right. I thought it was a great deal. I remember, I still like love seeing it on your shelf. It looks beautiful.
I love it. Yeah. So for those of you that don't know, Little Nightmares is like a 2D platformer puzzle solving game where sort of like Limbo, if you ever played those, Limbo or Inside, but it's a little bit more three-dimensional, almost like claymation, like think Nightmare Before Christmas. Very creepy as well. It's a very creepy game. It all took place on this ship where children were supposedly being eaten, like turned into like meat grinder, like meat grinded into sausages and eaten. Very spooky game. Very quick, short experience, maybe 10 hours. but it's such a spooky game. You have to play it with the lights out, the volume up. You just hear footsteps and things creeping up behind you. And meanwhile, you're trying to solve puzzles. I am so excited. I didn't think there was going to be a sequel because I didn't think it sold very well. I know it's on every console. But yeah, can't wait for Little Nightmares 2 coming out on February 11th, 1 week after Habroxia 2.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So for me, it'll be, I'm going to say two things here. It's two of these games that are supposed to be coming to the PS5, which is Stray and Jet. Okay. Stray is the one with the cat.
Yes.
Okay. That looks pretty fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Different. And then Jet is the one, I don't know how to describe this.
J-E-T?
J-E-T-T. It's got this very like blocky style animation. It looks like it's kind of about space. Who knows if it's going to come out in 2021. But it looks very interesting. I encourage everyone to look it up.
I am looking it up right now. J-E-T-T PS5. Let's see now. I feel like, was this in the PlayStation 5 reveal?
It video? Was.
Okay, so I've definitely seen it.
So it's called Jet the Far Shore.
Oh, yes, of course. It looks like Journey. First glance.
Yeah, and it's the people who made Sword and Sorcery.
Okay.
Which I'm not sure if you know that, but... yeah, it looks really cool. It looks unique, and I love unique stuff. So
yes, anything different is definitely a friend of mine. Mike, sidebar, do you see yourself buying a PlayStation 5 this year?
Perhaps in like Boxing Day, Black Friday time around there. I don't see myself buying it before then.
Okay, not. I don't either, because all the games that I'm looking forward to next year are either on PS4, Switch, or the old consoles that I already own. So I'm
exactly.
Going, and I'm also cheap, so I'm going to wait.
Yep. I'm definitely going to... Well, I mean, you're not cheap. You don't want to spend $700 on a new console.
I suppose that's true. And new games are now $90 in Canada, which is...
Yeah. That's just being like... sensible.
Yeah. There's still games I want to play on PlayStation 4, like Habroxia 2, Little Nightmares 2, and Hogwarts Legacy.
Yes. So I was going to say that, but I knew that you were definitely going to say that. So go ahead.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So Hogwarts Legacy, we're finally getting what looks like a really good Harry Potter, not Harry Potter, but a really good game in the Harry Potter universe. Of course, there were a boatload of Harry Potter games back in the 2000s with the movies. We got a game with every movie, and then we also got Quidditch games. And now we're about 10 years removed from the mainline movies. We've had a few of those Fantastic Beast films. But this looks like a complete RPG set at Hogwarts, 100 years before Harry Potter is even born. And it just looks so cool. I cannot wait. I'm not really one for an open world RPG. Like, I've never really gotten into Fallout or Skyrim or, I guess, Mass Effect. But just, oh man, when I saw the trailer for this, I am so hyped for Hogwarts Legacy. There's no release date yet. It just says 2021. But I'm a huge Potter fan. I've read the books multiple times, seen the movie multiple times, and I never really got into the video games when I was young. I don't think I actually ever played any of them, except for maybe the Game Boy Advance versions, which were for some reason turn-based RPGs. I think that was a Harry Potter game, but I'm just very hyped for... I'm very hyped also to see how it does, just because it is so far removed from the Harry Potter movie and book hype, but I think that it's still going to sell... like gangbusters in 2021 when it comes out. If I had to guess, I'm going to say this game is probably going to be November of 2021 to be a holiday game. And it's going to do crazy. And it'll be on PS4. So definitely picking this game up. But Mikey, it was on your list as well?
Of course. Yeah, I will definitely be picking this up. I might actually get up for PC. We'll see.
Okay.
It might run better for PC just based on what I've seen.
Yep.
But yeah, we'll see. And of course, I'm waiting for Cyberpunk to be playable in 2021.
Yep, that could happen. It could be delayed again. That's a completely different topic.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
We won't go into that. But what we will talk about is the other things that we're anticipated for, and that specifically being what episodes we're looking forward to in 2021 to talk about. Neil, are there any that you're really excited about to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just excited to discover more GameCube games in 2021. Mm-hmm. I'd like to go pick up some more games, ideally. My GameCube collection is small, but it has the big hitters. I'd like to get some of those hidden gems if I can. But I'm really looking forward to our first episode of 2021, which is going to be Mario Party.
Of course.
Yeah, really excited to talk about Mario Party. That's a very sentimental game for me. I played it with my family and my friends, Mike. So we're going to be covering Mario Party. We're going to be doing 1080 snowboarding, which is one of my personal favorite extreme sport games. We're covering Double Dash this year too, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. We are. I'm really excited for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Double Dash is going to be a lot of fun. And of course, we're going to be doing a few more James Bond games when the movie actually comes out. So mm-hmm. those episodes for sure, I'm very much looking forward to. How about you? What are you looking forward to, Mike?
I'm definitely looking forward to the hockey episode coming up very soon.
So, Mike, I think we're going to have a guest joining us on the NHL episode. Why don't you let everybody know who that's going to be?
Yeah, I think Patrick Hickey Jr. Mm-hmm. is going to be joining us, which is going to be really cool. He has written a lot about sports games in the past, and I'm really excited to talk about hockey with him. He's an Islanders fan. Mm. Obviously, we're from Toronto, but I'm not actually a Leafs fan. I'm an Avalanche fan. But we'll go into that on the episode. And we're also going to be having a special, even, I'm not going to say more special, but a surprise guest is going to be joining us, hopefully, on that episode as well. Another industry insider for that. So, yeah, stay tuned. Really excited for the hockey one. And, of course, I'm excited for our two Zelda episodes coming at the end of March,
yep.
which is going to be awesome. I'm so excited to talk about Wind Waker. It's going to be 18 years to the day when we have the Wind Waker episode out. Mm-hmm. And also Spyro. I'm excited to talk about Spyro in 2021. And
wait, Mike, we already did that.
Well, you know what, Neil? We're doing it again because there's three other games on the GameCube.
Oh, no.
But we're going to kind of take do it like a Crash episode. Cool. Like we did, obviously, the GameCube games for Spyro weren't great. And we want to talk about what people remember and what people love about the franchise, which is the first three games. So we'll be doing that. That's going to be really exciting. Going to have a lot of cool guests on for that episode. And yeah, obviously Double Dash, of course.
Yes. Double Dash is going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited for the NHL episode too. Not so much to talk about hockey. I know that that's more of your wheelhouse. I'm not as big on the history of hockey games and the NHL. I very loosely watched the NHL when I was a kid. We both played hockey quite a bit, but I don't know as much about the history of the team. So I'm very excited for you to talk to some industry folk about that. Mm-hmm. I'm just more interested in talking to these authors and enthusiasts about just their creative process for writing books and journals and interviewing people. I'm really excited to talk to them about that. Hopefully they have a little bit of insight for any podcasters out there that listen to this show. Maybe it'll give you some tips and a bit more information there too. So if you're not into hockey, hopefully that episode will be a little bit more informational about just being a journalist or a podcaster in general.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do have one more thing, Neil, before we close this episode out.
Sure.
I just want to talk about some stats at the end of 2020 our podcast.
Sure. Go for it. I'm excited for this.
So currently we have over 100 Spotify followers. We have almost 7,500 total downloads and streams.
Wow.
Which is pretty awesome.
It's very good.
We have nearly 600 Instagram followers, as you said earlier. Mm-hmm. We have put out 30 mainline episodes and 4 side missions.
Okay.
During 2020, we have talked about 167 games, which is about a quarter of the GameCube's library.
Does that include Dosh and the Giant?
Yes, it does.
Cool. So we have about 400 left, a little less than 400 to go.
That's right.
Wow.
We have spent roughly 42 hours talking about the GameCube.
Wow, that's wild.
And that's just recorded. Recorded hours.
So we've probably put over 100 hours of work into this definitely over 100 hours of work into this by far.
At least, for sure, for sure. Definitely. We have had 32 different guests on the show.
Is our most popular host, would that be Harrison now?
I believe so. I believe Harrison comes in with 5 appearances, and I think Marty and Zaffer are tied with 4.
Okay. It's interesting to see how this will be at the end of the year. We shall see.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. So, these are all the 2020 stats. But yeah, I can't wait to do the 2021 stats. Mm-hmm. And in terms of the provider stats, Spotify accounts for 38% of our listeners. Apple, 34%. Mm-hmm. Google, 8%. And then the rest are kind of all at 3% with CastBox, Podbean, PodAddict. And the USA is our most popular country, 52% of people. Who listen to the podcast are from the US of A. 22% are from Canada.
Wow.
We have 9% from the European Union and another 9% from the UK.
Great. Well, I was very interested this year to see the United States really come out and listen to our show just every week. They just grew a little bit more and took over more and more of the the percentages there. It's we only know probably one or two people in the States, so obviously we don't know most of those folks out there. So thank you so much for listening to us, even though you don't necessarily know us. We really appreciate you downloading the show and supporting us. Hopefully everything's going okay down there. It looks like you've had a bit of a rough year, but we're hoping that America has a softer 2021 than 2020 was on you.
Absolutely. And we also have 5% from Australia. I just want to give them a shout out too. 5% from down under, which is cool. Pretty cool. And lastly, for the records, we have the most downloads per in one day goes to Tony Hawk episode. The most listens in one day goes to Nightfire.
And the
most downloaded episode is still and probably will always be Super Mario Sunshine.
Yep, that makes sense. That's pretty cool that Sunshine got the number one, and then the other two were just third-party games that aren't necessarily huge, like Animal Crossing. Metroid Prime did not do as well as I thought it would, but that just proves my point once again. I don't think Metroid is as big as people think it is.
I agree.
Yeah, it didn't really, that was a good episode, and I listened back at it, and it's very well done between the two of us. I think we covered it fairly well, and it did not download well, so.
So everyone get out there, all those Metroid Prime fans, wherever you're hiding.
Yeah, all you Metroid Prime 3 fans that won't buy the game. Anyway, Mike, why don't you let the listeners know what they can expect on episode 31 of the GameCube Was Cool podcast.
Our first episode of the new year and really kind of going back into the foray of GameCube games since episode 30. Episode 31 will be all about Mario Party. All four Mario Party games for the Nintendo GameCube. We're talking about four. We're talking about five. We're talking about six. We're even talking about seven with that mic, Neil.
Damn, that's pretty cool. They really did not get clever on naming those games.
Yeah, and honestly, I would say all four are quite good. I know seven sometimes gets rougher ratings than the other three, but four, five, and six are usually regarded as fantastic games. And really, Mario Party's last stand until the Switch Mario Party. But I love these games, obviously. Love and hate. I definitely, like everyone else, have a love-hate relationship with Mario Party. It's like Monopoly.
Yeah. You can't talk about the GameCube and the N64 without talking about Mario Party. That franchise just was such a revolution back in the day. It just brought so many people together. Even non-gamers could play it because it was just so basic. Pull people apart. Exactly. I mean, we're still friends and we played it, so it's all right.
Yeah, it's. I'm excited to talk about the history of it. I'm sure you're going to do lots of research into the history of Mario Party and why it became what it is today.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. I'm very excited to dive deep into it. I've played all of them. I own them all. I played 7 the most when I was a kid, so I don't have as much experience or memories of the other ones. So I will be doing a ton of research just to kind of get the differences between each one. And they were developed very quickly. It was an annualized franchise during the GameCube generation. So, it's very interesting. And it's had its start on the N64, which is probably where I'll get most of the history on. So, yeah. But until then, ladies and gentlemen, this was episode 30.5, Side Mission Part 4 of the GameCube Was Cool podcast. We have new episodes every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the other podcast services. Leave us ratings and reviews so we can make the show better. We are the number one GameCube podcast on the internet. Follow us on Instagram at TheGameCubePod. Check out our new site, TheGameCubeWasCool.com, to follow us on all the social medias and check out our lovely store. Share us with your friends, family, and on your resume. Tell your prospective employers Neil says hi. Thank you so much for the support, and we will see you next week.
See you next year.
Bye-bye.